At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I get frustrated.
Well, it's only 8:15.
Half the day is gone.
No, you know, my friends aren't even awake yet.
The most productive part of the day, from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., and you've just wasted it. If you're still in bed, that is.
BJ's so mad because his wife is sleeping.
I called her because I'm missing my earbuds this morning, okay? So I went to find my phone, found the earbuds, they're in the house. So I thought, oh, she's up and moving. And the kid, you know, they're off to a camp today and all that. And I thought, I'll get her to look. I just want to make sure that they're there because I love these earbuds, okay? So I call and, hello. Hey, you awake? No. Half the day is gone,
no,
folks.
So he was really snippy with her. I go, and he got a phone. I go, man, you're a little snippy. Well, let me tell you why, Jamie. Half the day is over, and she's still in bed. I just realized I was going to ask her to look for my headphones. She's not even up out of bed yet.
I'll be home. I'll be able to look for them for myself.
I said it's only...
I won't even have to have somebody else look for because they're asleep.
I said, it's only 8:15. Half my friends aren't even up. Well, that is just pure lazy. It's 8:15. I know we wake up at 4, but it's 8:15 in normal world.
I feel like ever since COVID, especially, like, the work days start later and later for people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, 9, 10, there you go.
My son was camping over the weekend. And, well, it's funny that you say that because actually in L.A., where I used to live, they do start at 9 and 10 because the traffic is so bad to try to get everybody to work at 8 that they stagger.
There's no way
it,
and you
people,
can.
Yeah, people start at 10 just to make traffic easier.
All right, start at noon, see if I can.
So my kid was camping over the weekend somewhere, I don't know, up in the mountains. And So I couldn't get my spigot open for my my garden hose. And so I text my neighbor, it's like 9:15, and I said, if you get a chance, if you're out and about, whatever, blah, 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 can you open my spigot? And he's like, I'm still in bed. And I go, me too. 9:15. And BJ's like, 9:15? I said, yeah, it was Saturday morning. I was like, I was just loving life.
It might as well be 5 o'clock.
And he's so mad about this time. Thing.
I've ran errands, I've mowed the yard, I've done everything but 9:15, Jamie. I'm the early bird.
You better not be mowing the lawn that early.
I've got the worm, man. I got the worm. I'm the early bird.
I can't stand it when somebody mows the lawn at 8. Oh, I cannot stand
8
it.
8 o'clock.
7 a.m.
No, I don't do 7. 8 o'clock, though, is the limit. If you don't
like
get out of bed, 8 o'clock is the time.
I get so mad at you because there's like two dudes that do the same thing. They wait till 8 a.m. on the dot, and then they start mowing. I'm like, really? On a Saturday morning?
I'm a friendly neighbor. I'll sit and wait when I'm sitting there having coffee at 6:30. I won't go out and fire up the mower on you. Even though I should. But I don't. I wait till 8 o'clock,
Jamie.
Can you
please wait till 9:30, please?
I'm not waiting till 9:30.
Why not?
Because there's things to do.
There's other stuff to do besides...
I just don't get how people stay in bed till like 11 and 12 o'clock.
That's fantastic.
I don't understand it. I can't do it. Oh. I'm the type, though, that when I wake up, I have to get up. I can't just roll back over, go to sleep, or just lay there and be on my phone or something like that in bed. I just can't do it.
Oh, I can't. You don't have a sleep number bed. That's why. Because then you just raise the back, and then you turn on the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You can stay there for life.
Just rot in your bed.
Yep.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can. Yeah. Don't want to ruin the commercial right now. Up be going, man. That's me. Got to go.
You don't seem like a go-getter.
Like my wife, for example.
Yeah.
It makes her very angry because she thinks I make too much noise in the morning, okay? So it makes her very angry that I get up early and it disturbs her sleep.
Well, yeah.
She gets very frustrated with me.
I'm sure you are loud. I bet you're so... And I bet you almost do it intentionally because you're so irritated with her right now for sleeping. I bet Saturday and Sunday mornings, he's banging around.
He's downstairs like... And he's like... If I'm up, you're up.
Yeah.
Slams a door.
No. You know, there's a reason I have to put my TV on 65 in the morning. I can't hear it that well. So I've got to crank it up.
Oh, my God. I can just see you. I love marriages.
It's great. It's great. Some people, they're just built that way, though. Some people are sleepers, and they're late night people.
I'm a night owl.
Sit up.
I love to stay up.
You
late.
Like to stay up till midnight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
like
yeah.
to stay. See, I don't. I don't. It just doesn't even interest me. Once that sun goes down, yeah, day's over. It's all shot.
What are you, 90?
Shot to hell. Yeah. Well, I did that as a kid, though. My mom would tell me, she goes, when I was a child, I was up the school bus, man. The
really?
Rest of the the other kids, God. You had to beat them with a stick. You couldn't do anything with them. But I was always up and ready to go.
Dad would flip over the mattress on top of me. Oh, I would get out of bed.
My mom and I would have like scream like blowouts in the morning just because I would never get up.
That's the thing. Like I would when I wasn't working or whatever. If I had a day off, trying to get my kid up for school, I was so happy I had a nanny.
Yeah. That's a good move.
Right?
Good move. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.